At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
My hands shake as I slide the tablet across the table, showing everyone the video of my son's wife dropping sedatives into my tea. She drugged me before our family meeting, I announce to their shocked faces, watching Diana's eyes widen with realization as she struggles to form words through her own drugged haze. How does it feel to get a taste of your own brew? Hi, I'm Ingrid. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Share and subscribe to hear more stories like this. 3 years ago, my son Mason married Diana. She was charming, beautiful, and seemed perfect in every way. I was thrilled to welcome her into our family. Mason had always been my rock since his father Victor and I divorced 15 years ago. My daughter Olivia lived across the country, but Mason stayed close. We had Sunday dinners weekly and called each other daily. I thought nothing would change that. The first few months after the wedding were wonderful. Diana invited me over and asked for my recipes. She seemed genuinely interested in my life. Looking back, I should have seen the warning signs. Mason and I were thinking of redoing the kitchen, Diana said during one visit. Ingrid, don't you think these cabinets would look better painted white instead of that outdated oak color you have? I laughed it off. Perhaps, dear, but this house has history. Diana smiled tightly. History is just another word for old. Small comments became more frequent. When Mason wasn't around, her tone changed completely. Mason mentioned you call him every day, Diana said while helping me with dishes. Don't you think that's a bit excessive? He has his own life now. My best friend Grace noticed the change in my relationship with Mason before I did. I haven't seen Mason around lately, Grace remarked during coffee. Everything okay? I sighed. They're busy. Diana has them involved in all these social events. The real turning point came during a family dinner at my home. I had spent hours preparing Mason's favorite foods, including my special apple pie. When Diana arrived, she was carrying a store-bought pie. I know Mason loves my caramel apple pie, she announced. Ingrid, yours is nice too, of course, just a bit Simple. Later that evening, I went to get my mother's crystal vase for the flowers Mason had brought.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Diana followed me. "Let me help you with that," she offered, reaching for the cabinet. As she pulled open the door, her bracelet caught on the tablecloth. My mother's vase, a family heirloom for generations, crashed to the floor, shattering into dozens of pieces. "Oh my goodness!" Diana gasped, her hand flying to her mouth. "How clumsy of me!" But I saw it, the slight smile before she composed her face into concern. Mason rushed in. "What happened?" "It was an accident," Diana said quickly. "Ingrid put the vase too close to the edge."
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I opened my mouth to protest, but Mason was already comforting Diana, who had manufactured tears streaming down her face. That night, I collected the shards of my mother's vase and cried. I called Olivia, who was sympathetic but distant. "Are you sure you're not reading too much into things, Mom?" she asked. "Diana always seems so sweet." By the time Mason called to announce an important family meeting about a potential overseas job opportunity, I hadn't had a real conversation with my son in weeks. "We'll host at our place," Diana told me over the phone. "Don't worry about bringing anything. I'll take care of everything." The coldness in her voice sent a chill down my spine. I had no idea that the worst was yet to come. The day of the family meeting, I arrived at Mason and Diana's home 30 minutes early. Their house was in an exclusive neighborhood with manicured lawns. Diana answered the door with her perfect smile. "Ingrid, you're early," she said, checking her watch. "We weren't expecting you yet." "I thought I could help set up," I replied, stepping inside. Diana led me to the kitchen where she was arranging a charcuterie board. "No need. I have everything under control." Mason appeared, giving me a quick hug. "Hey, Mom, glad you could make it." "Of course I came. This is about your future," I said, noticing how he kept glancing at Diana. "Victor and Olivia should be here soon," Diana said. "Why don't you relax in the living room? I'll bring you some tea." I sat on their pristine white couch, feeling like a visitor rather than family. Through the kitchen doorway, I watched Diana preparing tea, her back to me. She kept glancing over her shoulder, making sure I wasn't approaching. Diana brought me a steaming cup. "Here you go, chamomile with honey, your favorite."
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I was surprised she remembered. "Thank you, Diana." The tea tasted slightly bitter, but I drank it to be polite. Within 20 minutes, I felt strange. The room seemed to wobble, and my thoughts became foggy. By the time Olivia and Victor arrived, I was having trouble forming coherent sentences. "Mom, are you okay?" Olivia asked, sitting beside me. "You look flushed." "I'm fine," I slurred, though I definitely wasn't. Victor gave me a concerned look. "Ingrid, have you been drinking?" "Just tea," I mumbled, struggling to focus. The meeting began, with Mason explaining his potential job opportunity overseas. I tried to ask questions about visits, but my words came out jumbled. "Mom, you're not making sense," Mason said, frustration evident in his voice. Diana placed a concerned hand on my shoulder. "Ingrid, maybe you should lie down." "No," I protested, trying to stand but swaying dangerously. "I think she may have taken too much of her medication," Diana whispered loudly. Olivia sighed. "Mom, this is exactly why we're worried about you being alone while Mason's gone." The meeting continued around me as I struggled to stay conscious. Important decisions were being made, but my input was dismissed as the ramblings of an unwell woman. Through my haze, I caught Diana watching me with a satisfied smile. By the end of the meeting, Mason had accepted the job.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And Diana had somehow convinced everyone I needed help while they were away. After everyone left, Diana helped me to the guest room. As she closed the door, she leaned close and whispered, "Sleep well, Ingrid. Don't worry about Mason anymore. I'll take good care of him. The next morning, I woke up with a pounding headache and fragmented memories. Diana had already left for work, and Mason was sitting at the kitchen table when I stumbled in. "Feeling better?" he asked, not quite meeting my eyes. "Mason, something wasn't right yesterday," I said, my voice hoarse. "I wasn't drunk or over-medicated." He sighed. "Mom, everyone saw how you were acting. Diana thinks maybe you should see a doctor." "I'm sure she does," I muttered. After Mason drove me home, I called Grace immediately. "Something happened at that meeting. I felt drugged." "Drugged?" Grace's voice sharpened. "Ingrid, that's a serious accusation." "I know what I felt," I insisted. "One minute I was fine, the next I could barely string two words together." Grace was silent for a moment. "What did you consume there?" "Just tea that Diana made," I said, the realization dawning. "She was acting strange while preparing it." "Did anyone else drink the tea?" Grace asked. "No, just me." Grace came over later that day. We went through my symptoms: confusion, slurred speech, dizziness, and compared them with various medications. The similarities to certain sedatives were alarming. "We need proof," Grace said finally. "If she did this once, she might do it again." The next week, I invited Diana over, claiming I wanted to apologize for my behavior at the meeting. She accepted with obvious reluctance. Before she arrived, I set up Grace's old tablet as a hidden camera in my kitchen, angled toward the counter where I'd place our drinks. Diana arrived wearing an expensive outfit and a practiced smile. "Ingrid, how are you feeling?" "Much better," I lied, though still embarrassed about the meeting. "These things happen," she said dismissively, "especially at your age." I clenched my jaw but kept smiling. "I made some iced tea. Would you mind bringing the glasses? I need to get something from the study." I left Diana alone in the kitchen, watching the tablet's live stream from the hallway. She glanced around furtively, then reached into her purse and pulled out a small bottle. With practiced movements, she added several drops to one glass before returning the bottle to her purse. My hands shook as I recorded everything. When I returned, Diana handed me the doctored glass with a sweet smile. "Here's your tea, Ingrid." "Actually," I said, taking the other glass, "I prefer this one. The ice is more evenly distributed." Diana's smile faltered. "Oh, but something wrong?" I asked innocently. "No, of course not," she said quickly. We chatted for another 30 minutes. I noticed Diana hardly touched her drink while repeatedly glancing at my nearly empty glass with growing confusion. After she left, I reviewed the footage with Grace. We both watched in horror as Diana clearly tampered with my drink. "You need to show this to Mason," Grace said firmly. I shook my head. "Not yet. Diana would just twist this somehow. I need more evidence, and I need her to experience what she did to me." "What are you planning?" Grace asked, concern evident in her voice. I smiled grimly. "Another family dinner. This time, Diana's going to get a taste of her own brew." That night, I made a list of supplies I'd need and planned every detail of the upcoming dinner. Diana had no idea what was coming, but I'd make sure she never drugged anyone again. I spent the next week planning the perfect family dinner. Mason and Diana were leaving in a month, and I insisted on hosting a farewell gathering. Everyone agreed, though Diana tried to change the venue. "We could do it at our place," she suggested during our phone call. "I want to cook in my own kitchen one last time before you all leave," I replied firmly. The evening of the dinner, I prepared everything carefully. Grace had helped me set up another hidden camera, just in case. When everyone arrived, Diana immediately volunteered to help with drinks. "I'll make everyone cocktails," she announced, heading toward my kitchen. "Actually," I said, blocking her path, "I've already prepared special drinks for everyone." I handed out glasses of homemade lemonade, making sure Diana received the one I had specially prepared. It contained the same type of sedative she had used on me, which Grace's pharmacist nephew had identified from my symptoms. Diana eyed the drink suspiciously. "Is this alcoholic?" "Just a splash of vodka," I lied. "To celebrate." She took a small sip, then another. I noticed she was watching me drink mine, not realizing I'd switched our glasses when she was busy talking to Olivia. Victor raised his glass. "To Mason and Diana's new adventure." "And to family," I added pointedly. who would never hurt each other. 30 minutes into dinner, Diana began showing signs. She stumbled over her words while telling a story about her workplace. "Are you feeling all right, honey?" Mason asked as Diana dropped her fork for the second time. "I'm fine," she slurred slightly. "Just tired from packing." By dessert, Diana was visibly disoriented. When she tried to stand, she stumbled against the table, nearly knocking over the centerpiece. "Diana, you're acting strange," Olivia said, frowning. "I'm perfectly fine," Diana insisted, though her eyes couldn't seem to focus. I stood up calmly. "You know, Diana, you're exhibiting the exact same symptoms I had at your house during our family meeting. How does it feel to get a taste of your own brew?" The table fell silent. Diana tried to glare at me, but couldn't quite manage it. "What are you saying, Mom?" Mason asked. I went to get my tablet and showed everyone the video of Diana tampering with my drink. "She drugged me before our family meeting so you wouldn't take my concerns seriously about moving overseas." "That's ridiculous," Diana tried to say, but her words were too garbled to be convincing. Victor stared at her in disgust. "You drugged Ingrid?" Mason's face had gone pale. "Tell me this isn't true." Diana tried to stand again, pointing an accusing finger at me. "She's lying. She's trying to turn you against me." But as she moved, she collapsed back into her chair. "Did you drug my mother?" Mason demanded. Diana's composure cracked entirely. She was going to ruin everything, always calling, always interfering. The room fell silent as her admission hung in the air. "And did you just drug Diana?" Olivia asked me quietly. I met her gaze steadily. I gave her a taste of her own brew. Now she knows exactly what she did to me. Mason helped Diana to the couch while processing what had happened. The family spent hours talking that night, with Diana eventually sobbing out apologies no one accepted. 2 weeks later, Mason left for his overseas job, alone. Diana's manipulations had finally been exposed, and she had lost everything that mattered. Remember, what goes around comes around. If you poison someone else's cup, don't be surprised when you're forced to drink from it yourself.